wrapping up the week. The morning show here at the Voice of the Valley. In the hut, right where I belong. Good morning. Do not forget Community Easter Choir under the direction of Linda Clint as their cantata, No Greater Love, remembering the death and resurrection of Jesus. That is tomorrow evening at 7:30 and again Sunday afternoon at 1:30. It's all going on at St. John's Church in Wapton. Free will offering going to be taken up too. So you and everyone you know invited to attend and enjoy the music of the Easter season.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man, I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 Premium No Ethanol gas?
Yeah, Wapton and Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Hill Street and Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Sure is not just any morning, a Friday morning. God love Friday. March 27th going on here, and we'll call it partly cloudy. We're at 21 degrees. Well, one of our favorite topics and one of our favorite segments each and every Friday is talking with Terry Anderson, president and CHO of CHI St. Francis in Breckenridge. That's kind of a tongue twister. I got Terry on the phone with me here this morning. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey,
I'm so glad we could connect.
I know, right? And you got a lot of exciting things. I always say it's so cool to just kind of hear how the wheels are turning and turning forward out there at CHI. What have you got for us this week, Terry?
Well, you know, I'm out of town at a Common Spirit leadership meeting, and I just wanted to share briefly, Bill, if people don't know, like, what the Common Spirit is, but in 2019, Catholic Health Initiatives from the north part of the country merged with Dignity Health, which is in the southern part, and together we came up with the name Common Spirit, which another time I could go into details, but it's pretty fantastic.
Right.
And actually, you know, so at this convention, we've got all the leaders there. We cover 142 hospitals. We are, and then 700 care sites. And we are in 21 states. That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. Now, with that, yeah. That being said, I mean, as far as outreach, are you all kind of woven in together? I mean, if you need something or... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You know, there is unlimited resources. And, you know, so when we come together for these meetings, Les Ryder... I can't even get this straight this morning. Our CEO does a fantastic job, and he joined our facility or organization like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and he came out with the leadership retreat when I started to be a bold leader. And then last year it was visionary, and this year it is the 2030 initiative moving forward. You know, and I'll just briefly touch on a few of them, and then I got to tell you the very good news at the end of this talk that we're having.
Okay.
But we're talking about financial viability. Healthcare is changing just rapidly, and to stay ahead of that. So what we need to do is optimize performance and drive our sustainable growth. And the things that we were looking at, we hired a company to go in there to say, okay, how can we concentrate? Where can we capitalize? And it's all standardized. So when we hear this message and there's productivities, there's checks and balances, are we opening up our clinic availability for appointments? And we found out there was over 16,000 blocked appointments for people across our continuum of care. So that's just one small example. And then our scale of innovation, like what are we doing?
Right.
We've set those clinical standards across. We're innovated in leadership. And as he was talking on the first day, Wright Lesner said he just heard that Common Spirit hit Forbes magazine as one of the top healthcare facilities on innovation. I think Mayo was first, then there was another one, and we were third. Not out yet, but again, extremely impressive. And then health equity. You know, that our mission of Common Spirit will make the healing presence of God known in our world by improving the health of the people we serve, especially those who are vulnerable,
right,
while we advance social justice. I mean, that is our mission, and that's exactly what we need to do. Where can we hit those pockets so that everybody can receive the same high-quality health care, no matter your social, economical background? And so that's what really resonates with me. And then the empowerment, we invest in our people. Are we future ready?
Mm-hmm.
And then experience. You know, last week when I was in, I talked about human kindness at every touch point.
Yeah.
Again, playbooks on how that's going to play out. And then, and with that is our billing experience. I know in our community, there is a lot of commotion about, you know, the billing. It's complicated. It's 3 pages long. You know, how can we minimize that and then also capitalize on that customer service to everybody who comes in with those concerns? And I think that's one of the biggest concerns we see is the billing, and they're so hard to read, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we did AI, and they're really capitalizing on that. We had a whole session on AI the other day, and one of the interesting things was, I know we've got a robust radiologist that reads our reads, but AI, if you came in for a motor vehicle accident, and we just wanted to make sure your internal organs were not bruised or bleeding, AI can actually dig deeper and say, hey, there is a nodule maybe on the lung, and we can call you back later. So AI is going to be fantastic in the future. And then the other very, very fun thing, so can you imagine a room of about 400 people? Every conference, we do a 5K. And this year, we raised $50,000 to go to cancer agency. Isn't that cool?
That is a group of us. You know, I always say with you, it's like out there at CHI, every day seems like Christmas. You always have really good presents to kind of unwrap.
No.
Is that pretty accurate?
That is pretty accurate. I mean, to sit there and as a group of this conference room, largely filled with, you know, it's got everybody in there. And then they finished the 5K yesterday morning. And I think in the room, they said the goal was 25 and they were at like 23. And just sending out that message again, everybody picked up their phones, they started donating more money and got up to 40,000. So
incredible.
That's pretty impressive. So you know what, Bill, it just fills my cup. It energizes me, and it just validates what we're doing out there. And we know we got the support, endless support. But the one thing I wanted to mention, and I'm super happy about, is I've been waiting to see if I could get that fluoroscopy equipment.
Yeah, well, you've been talking about that. Yeah.
And I, you know, in my mind, I was already made up, I'm getting the equipment. But when you think of, you know, 142 hospitals and 700 care sites, and you're putting that capital out there, you know, it may not happen. But again, we're for taking care of the community close to home, and what could we need, or what do we need? And so it was yesterday or the day before they finally approved getting the equipment. So extremely happy, because that just means we can keep that care close to home. And I know last week, Bill, you asked me about, you know, what it actually is and how it works. But it's, if you think of taking X-ray, but it's in video, they can take, you know, several pictures of, say, you're swallowing radioactive dye. I know that sounds pretty scary, but it's I shouldn't have used those terms, but it's opaque, so they can take pictures of you swallowing, and that's an upper GI, just to see if your esophagus is working and your small intestine, and then you've got you can swallow some of that, see what your stomach's doing, and then you can go up the bottom end and see how things are working. But you know, if you need a biopsy of small tissue, that can be guided under fluoroscopy. If you have a foreign object stuck somewhere, they can go in and get it. It's just amazing. Any catheter insertions, again, don't have to leave the community. We're going to be able to do it at home. And again, I'm going to put a plug in for Dr. Van Kurt. He is our radiologist that we hired probably about 9 months ago. And I don't know if I shared this with the listening viewers, that he came from a large independent company, and he was one of the top 5 radiologists. So pretty stoked to have that high quality. And then Dr. Lee will come over from the Park Rapids area and do the fluoroscopy. So he'll be able to do breast biopsies and you know, liver biopsies, whatever. We'll get that out to the community. But I'm super excited.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Like I say, every day Christmas out there. It's going to be a two-parter today with our CHI report. I've got one of your smiling employees out here in the hall. I'm going to be talking with her here in just a couple of minutes, too.
Okay. I was so nervous, that I wasn't going to catch you, so I called back to the hospital, and they were so grateful to take a trip up there to make sure we connected today. So I'm glad Bernadette's there.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to talk with her in just a second here. But, Terry, safe travels back. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and we will talk with you next Friday, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Bill.
All right, take care. 929 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. CHI St. Francis, Part 2. It's up next.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network.